Okay.
Now it's hello, Internet. Oh, hello, Internet. I've missed you so much.
Yes, it's hello, Internet. Everyone's here.
Happy Thursday.
Brita's here. Oh, you know what we haven't done in a long time?
Happy Squirrels Day.
We haven't done an introduction in case anybody new is listening, so they'll know whose voice is whose.
Really?
Yes.
Jay, you get to be me this time.
My name's Weird Beard.
Yeah. The
I get to be Jay.
The one that sounds female is Brita.
Hi, I'm Brita. I only have one leg, and be quiet in the library.
You're not pulling it off, Weird.
Brita, the tax cute. Form's in.
The
no.
Weird.
No.
The one.
God damn. I swear to God, No, you don't even. It's like 5 calls every half an hour. Do you have the federal forms yet? No. No, we don't. Fuckers. Leave me alone.
I love it.
Print them off.
We got a breeder rig.
Yeah, we did.
I swear, I'm at my wit's end with this tax bullshit. Seriously. And then I have some crazy guy who comes in.
You sent all in anyway.
I have a crazy guy who comes in, and he's, like, talking to himself about the tax forms. And he's, you know, he's, like, muttering to himself, looking at the tax forms. Last week, he's like, I'm going to give you guys one more week. Like I'm in charge of the tax forms. And I just, like, stared him down, like, get the fuck out of my face, buddy. And he just kind of, like, looked at me. I'm sorry. Just get out. Don't even give me shit. Because it's, you know, whatever. I'm sorry. I'm at my end with the tax thing.
Already the best score report in history.
I know. That's great.
Start a library shit.
And many ringtones were created that
Not
day.
Only do we have the tax form bullshit, but we're also, once a week, we do free tax preparation through the AARP. So I have every fucking senior citizen and low-income, like, Ebonics speaker calling me on the phone trying to make appointments for these free tax appointments that are only on Mondays from 9 to 2. And then they're upset with me because it's only on Mondays from 9 to 2.
At least they're filing their taxes.
That's, like, hello, it's free. The right, what the fuck do you want? Either show up or don't. It's free. Pay for your shit. I don't know. It's just, I'm done with it.
Brita sounds exactly like I did yesterday talking about the dipshit that cut me off. Brita, if I'd had a monkey nut, I would have beat him to death with it.
Uh-oh.
Brita went silent.
Brita cut out.
Oops. See there, it's the rage. It's the hate rage. I was about to say, Brita's managed to rant without breaking up like you, Jay. But in fact, she did. So it is the rage.
The rage gets you every time. That's why when I do score report, I don't always drink bourbon. Oh, wait. Yes, I do.
Yeah. And for those of you still listening, I think Brita's Skype rage quit on her. So she's gone completely off the internet. Anyway, that's the other two are Jay and Jay. Say something, Jay.
Hi, my name's Jay.
Oh, quit that.
I'm Italian. I smell bad.
And I'm Andy. I duct tape dolphins.
Been known to do it.
Ugh.
Oh, good Lord.
Anyway.
Well, and introduce yourself, Alan.
And I'm Alan.
No, JJJ, fuck!
This is the part where normally Weird would have been, like, winking at me. Introduce yourself, Alan, wink, wink, wink. But I missed it because I'm
sorry. Hi, I'm Alan. I'm from Texas, and I'm a Marine.
My name is Alan. I'm from Texas. I like my chili without beans.
Acorns.
Acorns.
Yeah.
We're going to be visiting you, Alan.
Anyway, this is we're actually changing our time a little bit, starting with this episode. It's going to be, Score Report's going to be 1 hour long instead of two. And we kind of decided this because we're getting exhausted by the end of 2 hours, and it's really late. And so, anyway, deal with it.
So, I think it's a good choice.
Yeah, I do too.
We pretty much kind of start running out of steam.
Yeah, it's after
1 hour and 45 minutes. So,
Rita says her computer died or something.
Oh,
I blame the husband.
Blame Mike. That's one of those things too. If we've got a great show going and we're cranking along, we're not going to say, "Okay, it's been an hour, done."
Right? Yeah. That's the whole thing. Is you know, because sometimes we go hour and a half and everything's great, and then sometimes after an hour we're kind of like, "Oh, somebody call in and say something to save us." So you know, the idea is if we're going along, we're not going to do a hard stop at an hour. We'll let it go until we reach a natural, you know, pause. Right.
Till we have closure.
Right. But then, you know, if it's a typical night, then we'll just kill it in an hour. And Rita says she's rebooting her computer. So,
but she only has one boot.
Yeah, I know. Actually, she has two.
Kinda.
Come May, she's going to break one off in your ass.
Oh, there better be videos. It'll go on Jay's YouTube channel.
I'm bringing my handy cam. Don't worry about it.
Good.
Nice. Well,
let's go ahead and get the introduction out of the way.
I have a physical grip for my handy cam. I'm not shitting you.
Hey, guess what? It's Thursday, February 7th, 2013. It's the Who's Your Daddy episode.
We're going to thank Brita for this title because that, like, yeah, the title is pure win.
Yep.
My daddy's birthday's this week.
Oh, yeah?
Or next week. Whatever. Coming up soonish.
Cool.
I got him presents.
Did you get him Pats? No, wait.
I knew you were close, but damn.
No, but that's how it is. But we were discussing in the lab about me doing a research project that involves patting all the turtles.
Oh,
and I said I'll get that shit published. And they said, "What journal will you publish it in?" And I said, "Ranger Rick."
Yeah,
the turtle report.
Turtles generally don't like pats.
I had a turtle who liked pats.
Well, I said generally. Some are kind of...
Isn't a snapping turtle weird? Because that would explain a lot.
Nope. Red-eared terrapin, though I have given snapping turtles pats too.
Oh. Is that...
That's Brita.
A Brita come back? There she is. Maybe.
Oh, Tommy just said, if I had a dad, he'd look just like Obama.
Are you back, Brita?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, my God. You know what? One of my greatest wishes in life is just to have shit that works.
Oh, you and me both.
Your computer, your computer rage quit on you.
I guess I just overloaded everything. And I don't think I'm going to sign into the chat or anything because I'm afraid my computer might explode.
We played the intro.
What happened in the 5 seconds that I was gone?
Yeah, we played the intro music. That's about it.
Oh, okay.
And I introduced myself as all of you guys.
You also explained the new format change.
Yes, I also said we're going to do it in an hour.
Yeah. You know, I think that's really a better idea. Seriously, it's easier to go a few little bit past an hour than try to, like, force 2 hours.
It's almost like we rehearsed that story.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we were all just so in sync that we are the same.
You know, we even have our menstruals at the same time.
You know what's funny is because I was all like I already knew Brita was in favor of just doing an hour, but I didn't know if Jay and Weird were doing it because I was kind of expecting some pushback, you know, from y'all and Jay's was you were both like, oh yeah, let's just do an hour.
We're old. We like sleep.
Yeah. But by the way, Alan, if you want some pushback, you just got to put us near the edge of a body of water.
And wear tall boots.
Oh, why did I know that was coming?
Oh, yeah.
So are you guys ready for the big snowstorm coming your way?
Snowpocalypse!
Yeah, this is going to be the last time I'm ever going to talk to any of you guys, because Jay and I will be dead by morning.
Weird and I are both going to die.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Because we're going to be under 700,000 feet of snow.
Can I have your guns, Jay?
Cleveland.
If you're going to die, can I have your guns?
Sure, bring a truck.
Yeah,
drive through L.A. with it.
Yeah. Don't drive through L.A. at all.
Oh, yeah, we got to talk about that.
What
yeah.
is with that? I haven't followed that story.
Well, honestly speaking, so there, yeah, so this guy, he's a former cop.
Yeah.
He's former
LAPD.
He went nuts. Wrote
this long rambling manifesto that the mainstream media edited because he mentioned being an Obama supporter and gay gun control.
Oh, he didn't just mention it.
Yeah.
He spent paragraphs on it.
Like, so he was kind of crazy.
Yeah. He spent
about it.
Yeah. It's a 20-page manifesto, and apparently they're only releasing like 10 or 11 pages of it because the rest of it, you know, now granted there's a bunch of like names that people he calls out by name in the LA Police Department as being, you know, whatever, but so they're obviously redacting that. But then there's whole paragraphs where he just gushed over Obama and Biden and Feinstein and just, you know, just it was just revolting.
And okay, how do they, you know, how is the media taking that?
They're ignoring it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're
pretending that it's not happening.
Right.
Especially nice. Because the LAPD has gone absolutely apeshit trigger happy and is just randomly shooting at anybody who looks anything remotely like this guy.
That's
and
right.
by remotely so, like this guy, they had an APB that he was driving around in a pickup. So they just started shooting pickup trucks.
Yeah.
Oh, the only ones. Uh-huh. Who are
yeah.
able to,
yeah. Because right. qualified immunity means never having to worry about your backstop.
That's right.
That's true.
Yeah, so there's...
Or, you know, what you're shooting at. I mean, right. obviously, if they're just shooting at pickup trucks randomly, they don't know who's driving.
Right. Well, this one pickup truck that I put a picture on Facebook, but it's a...
I just threw it up in the chat.
Oh, okay. Yeah, apparently these two women are delivering newspapers, and the cops just started shooting into the back of the truck, and the truck is
the shots are all directly back on. I mean, it's a pickup truck. The back window is tinted. There's no way they could have seen if it was the right guy.
They couldn't have seen anything.
Even if they had a gun or something that looked like a gun, you know, and it's certainly not a situation where they tried to get them out of the vehicle.
No.
Because they were shooting into the back of the car. The tires are flat.
Yep.
Which says to me that, you know, they couldn't hit water if they fell out of a fucking canoe.
Yeah, those are just the bullet holes that hit the truck. I'd like to go looking around. Look at that house that's in front of the truck, and I'd like to go count the bullet holes in the wall of that house, because I bet you there's a bunch of them.
And I mean, I'll admit to being a car nut, but the truck that's all shut up is a Toyota Tacoma. He's driving around in a Nissan Titan. The Tacoma is a small truck. The Titan's a full size. That's like confusing an F-250 for a Chevy S10.
So he's driving around in an assault truck.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a high capacity.
So that means
high capacity assault truck.
That means if you're driving around in an 86 Geo Metro, you're likely going to be taking incoming fire.
Alan and I drive high capacity assault trucks. He drove a personal defense truck.
But yeah, I used to drive a J-frame pickup.
A J-frame pickup, nice.
It's easily concealable.
So if you have a like a dual fuel tank or something, it's a high capacity.
That's it.
Just for use, nothing, no good for anything but mowing down people.
That's right. Driving on sidewalks.
That's why cops have them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because of course I walk past a state police barracks every day and I see the state police marked F-350s parked there because cops should have them.
Yep.
Because that way they can attempt to murder two women trying to deliver newspapers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder what's going to happen to those policemen. Probably
nothing.
And
LA.
Also,
nothing's going to
go on the media,
happen.
If you read this story. The fact that two women were almost murdered by the police,
right?
It's practically a footnote.
Yeah,
they don't talk about like there's
they
not
weren't
a,
the only one. There was another truck that got shot up.
Yeah, there was.
No shit, I didn't read about that one.
Yeah, there was some other kind of something, and it wasn't even like close.
I mean, I just think, I honestly speaking, the only thing I can think about this is that this guy's a cop killer, and so they said, close enough. Let's make sure he doesn't make it to trial.
Yeah.
Well, not only is he a cop killer, but he's stated, he specifically said that he was going after them specifically, not only them, but them and their families.
He specifically targeted their families. I mean, in that regard, I don't blame the cops for being hyper-vigilant.
Yeah, except,
holy shit,
except you if you or fire, I did that.
What's that?
If you or I did that, we would be in jail so
quick.
Right.
You'd be dead. You'd be dead from the SWAT team within a minute, tops.
I mean, hell, dude. Just look at George Zimmerman.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's
a simple accident.
If that truck that was all shut up had been his truck, I'd be like, you know, I'm a little concerned they weren't paying attention to the backstop. But on the other hand, die, motherfucker, die.
Yeah. I mean, and it also, his truck, there's reasonable assume that, you know, he's not going to go. I mean, this guy's not going to go away peacefully. So I get that. But Jesus Christ. I mean, there's a pretty wide gulf between, you know, nuking the site from orbit and being a little quicker on the trigger when you know that you're facing down a cold-blooded killer.
Yeah.
So, in other fun, happy news, snowpocalypse.
That's right. We're gonna get 97 feet of snow in 15 minutes.
Is that what it is? Did they name? I heard they named it. Did they give it a name?
Yeah.
Yes.
So
what is weird? Do you know what it is?
No, I forgot.
It's
I saw
Winter
it
the... Storm Nemo.
Oh, was it Nemo?
No.
Oh.
My favorite Pixar movie. Winter Storm Nemo.
Now I heard that in defense of the National Weather Service, as if they needed any defense, this is not anything official. This is just like the Weather Channel.
This is the Weather Channel being Nemo.
Oh, my God.
Well, they're trying to gin up panic and confusion so people will watch their stupid show.
You know, this is actually it would be a perfect name for if the storm blows out to sea and we get 6 inches.
Yeah,
because Nemo is the name that Odysseus said to Polyphemus what his name was, and it simply means no one.
Yes, no one. Captain Nemo, 20,000 leagues under the sea.
Yep, that's why he took the name.
Yep,
no one. So anyway, apparently Chris Rock thinks Obama is. His not only his daddy, but your daddy and my daddy and Brita's daddy. Which,
well, look, I'm not going to comment on Chris Rock's familial situation. It's like that line from Bebe's Kids. What do you say, kids? Are you my daddy?
Yeah.
Not a funny movie, but a funny line.
So yeah. So anyway, this is kind of like our call-in opportunity, you know. Call in and tell us, you know, not only is Obama not your daddy, tell us what else he's not.
I thought that might have some comic effect. Yeah.
You're not the boss of me.
Yeah, I like
Brita. I can't get that They Might Be Giants song out of my head.
Uh-oh, Brita left it again.
Again?
Yep. She's having problems tonight.
That sucks. Where are we going to get our feminine angle?
I don't know. I'm sure somebody will call in.
You need to call in if you're a lady.
MDev has tried to call in a couple of times, but he keeps hanging up before I can get to him.
MDev isn't a lady.
I know. It doesn't count.
He's not even a tramp.
Well, he might be.
He could be. We'll have to ask him. Good Lord, look at that fucking truck. How many fucking holes are there in that thing? It looks like they skipped a few off the roof, too.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, it's covered.
It's scary as shit that they didn't kill either of them.
Oh,
especially given the number of headshots in the passenger side, which, excuse the fuck out of me, why are they shooting at the passenger side?
I'm not so sure they were shooting at the passenger side. I think they were just shooting at the truck.
Yeah.
I assume that at least one of the officers was left-handed and jerking the trigger.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, that number, 214-530-0036. There's 21 damn people in the chat, and somebody better call in.
And a bunch of my ladies.
People and not one of them's calling.
That's right. Aaron, I'm calling you out. Who else? Nancy.
Call in, Nancy.
Uh-huh. Samara.
Grand girl.
Yeah.
Jason.
Oh, did Brita come back?
Oh, I want Miguel to call in a falsetto.
Miguel needs to call in.
What?
Brita came back for a second. Well, she was there, and then she went away again. Stupid Skype. What the hell?
Damn you, Skype.
Trying this again. Are you there, Brita?
Hello?
There she is. Okay. So anyway, here we have a call. Yay.
Yay.
This is area code 513. Hello.
Hey, it's Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. All right.
You guys wanted me to call, so here I am.
Yes.
Being a presence for you. Yeah, the Chris Rock thing is really kind of stupid and sad. Unfortunately, there is a rumor that goes around that says he lives near here in Dayton, at a place called Yellow Springs, which is like Hippieville, USA.
It's also a popular internet pornography website.
But yeah, Obama's not my dad. I am not an African-American woman, and nor do I ever plan to be one.
You may not be an African-American woman, but Obama sure is.
He's only half.
Well, he's got the mom genes.
His white half.
That's right. You could be of the Stanley Ann Dunham lineage.
Melanin impaired.
So you're saying that Obama's not your daddy?
No. And nor do I want him as my president, but unfortunately the rest of the country doesn't agree with me on that one. So
well, I don't know about the rest of the country because, you know.
I think the rest of the country agrees with the rest of us that Mitt Romney would make a shitty president. I mean, it's not like George W. Bush's second term was like an absolute mandate.
No.
Yeah. No.
It was just John F. and Kerry, who's our new Secretary of State.
What the hell?
That's the biggest joke.
What, you know, I gotta wonder, you know, at one point, the president tried really hard to pick smart, good managers to head these departments, you know?
Yeah, but then all the coat holders got upset.
And so we got Kerry for Secretary of State, and we've got this doofus for Defense Department whose response when questioned about, you know, the duties of the job was something along the lines of, well, I'll learn once I get in there.
It's not like Admiral Stockdale.
It's like, dude, even if you don't know, don't say you don't know. He doesn't even know how to be interviewed right. It's crazy. And these are like Obama's handpicked idiots. It's like, is he one of those guys that can't have anybody smarter than him around him?
Bingo. Doesn't want to be shown up.
Yeah, see, the president needs to look good.
Surround yourself with morons. That's
why he has Biden as his vice president. insurance for assassination.
And don't think that that's not absolutely true. After saying, you know, that Obama was clean and well-spoken, and then he turned around and nominated him as vice president. Tell me he did it because he liked the guy.
Joe Biden is the best assassination insurance that he could have chosen, because who the hell wants President Biden?
I would say that bar is awfully low, Jay.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not so sure it wouldn't be an improvement.
Yeah.
All right,
at least people would stop saying how smart the president is. It's a flipping idiot. People would go, yeah, the president is kind of dumb.
They could recycle all those George Bush jokes. Oh, yeah. George Bush, who, by the way, was never Chris Rock's daddy.
Or Chris Rock's boss.
That's right.
Which, by the way, it's kind of interesting, I never called
George Bush a retard, didn't he? So does he think his dad's retarded?
Maybe.
That's not a nice thing to say.
Yeah, but we all say it when we're like teenagers.
Yeah,
my dad could be kind of retarded. He's not listening.
Yeah.
But
all right, guys, we'll survive the snow.
Okay.
I'm going to go back to knitting Jay a scarf so he can survive.
All right.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thanks for calling, Aaron. Bye.
All right, guys. Bye.
So, Alan, are you getting any snow in Texas?
Oh, hell no. Well, I don't know. The Panhandle usually gets some. We're not down where I am.
I don't know if the Panhandle actually exists.
It does. I've been there. I've seen it.
Alan, will you take us there?
Driven through it. Dude, do you know how far that is? You could drive to Ohio and back in less time than it would take to get to the Panhandle from Houston.
It's the same state.
It's a freaking... It used to be a country, okay? It's bigger than France.
Certainly better arm.
Yeah. And we got another caller. This is Dennis.
Yay!
Hi, folks. Alan, excuse me. Just so you know, normally when you push one to talk, you get the feed over the phone. It's not coming through the phones now.
Oh, okay. Thanks for telling me that.
Just so you know, so you can maybe fix that because it gets kind of.
We'll adjust the SPPB&J.
That's right.
Anyway, I don't put any. I don't give Chris Rock any kudos for anything. He's just a moron. So I'm not even gonna. Go ahead and what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not even going to go ahead and give that comment any thought. He's just an idiot.
Well, but, Dennis, to be fair, he was very, very funny 15 to 20 years ago.
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't. I did not see him as a funny comedian even 15, 20 years ago. I did not like him, and a lot of people saw him in what was that movie? Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, and thought he was great.
No, it was Dogma.
Dogma, yeah.
Or Dogma. No, he wasn't also. He was also in Jay and Silent Bob.
I don't remember that.
At the end.
He was also in Lethal Weapon 4, in which he was horrible.
Yes, he was horrible.
Who's this again? I'm sorry.
Chris Rock.
Wasn't he in Rush Hour?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
They all look alike.
Dude, I can't tell them apart. All those liberal comedians look alike to me.
Thank you. That's exactly.
No, that was Paula Poundstone.
Oh, jeez.
It was Ellen.
Yeah, you know, the comment that someone made of, oh my God, we got Kerry put in there and the other guy that he tried to get nominated that just could not. Passed the Senate exam there, and it's like, what are you doing? Just surrounding himself with idiots? No, he's surrounding himself with bootlickers and yes men. Because if you look at everybody he nominates, they all think he's the shit. Okay, and really, it's that whole cult of personality thing he's putting in place. And maybe this is the threeper in me that's coming out, but he's putting in. Place his toadies and lackeys.
I would agree with that. I mean, these are all code holders and retainers anyway. So,
yeah, he's putting in place people who are not going to disagree with him, and who are just going to worship at every word he says. And when he declares martial law, if he actually does that, and like I said, here's a threeper coming out of me. But if something else goes down. They're going to be the ones who are going to be the face of the administration, basically, who are going to make sure that his word gets carried out. I mean, actually, you saw today that Department of Homeland Security just bought another 22 million rounds of 40 cal.
Yeah, that's right. Well, they ordered it. They put out a request. Yeah, and
good,
I was
good luck at finding it.
Where was the thing? Somebody put up a post. I don't remember where it was, but they said something about the, along the lines of they compared the, they looked at the amount of ammunition the Army's going through fighting, you know, in the Middle East.
Yep.
And said that at that rate, the DHS has like 30 years worth of ammo.
Yes.
Who?
Exactly.
Who are they going to fight? And why do they need 30 years worth of ammo if they're not planning on having a war?
And no, this is the same army that's having.
They obviously can't hit shit.
And this is also the same army that's going through all these like crazy M4 upgrade builds because right. they're burning out the gas tubes on them just holding down the trigger.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you know it's you know I hate to sound like a conspiracy, you know, tinfoil wearing nut job, but the government is stocking up for something.
Well, and it's not
going to kill internet people.
Well, somebody, you know, somebody made the point, you know, that, you know, somebody, I was reading somewhere, somebody made the point that, you know, it's probably all for practice ammo. And somebody else was like, yeah, but it's jacketed hollow point. Nobody practices with jacketed hollow point. And, you know, my response to that is people that don't have to pay for their own ammo practice with a jacketed hollow point.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. If I didn't have to pay for the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I would stock.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, I agree, 100%.
So I don't think that's the issue.
How much are you guys practicing? I mean, come on, we've all read like police qualifiers.
Yep.
I mean, it's one of those. If I had to do a police qualifier, I'd be bringing my own ammo because that'd be just enough to get my gunny woken up, but not enough to put him back to bed.
I don't know, Dennis, you said they bought 40 Smith & Wesson.
What's that?
The request was for 2 million rounds of 40 Smith & Wesson, correct?
I believe it was, yes, 40 Smith.
I thought it was like 20 million, but okay.
I think it's much simpler. I think they see that nobody can find 9mm or 45 anywhere. They just wanted to take the last major caliber out.
Well, it could be that, yeah. You know, and the next thing they're going to go after then is primers and powder.
And then next thing they're going to go after is banning evil exploding Glocks.
Oh, but think of the DEA agents that'll shoot themselves in the leg now.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Look, I just wanted to say hi to you guys. I got to get back to work.
All right.
And before I go, Jay, did you like the pictures?
I love the pictures. Going up tomorrow morning, my friend.
Okay.
And they are
both open for bids. So,
yeah.
Can I get a teaser? Can we get a teaser?
What is it?
Nope. You got to wait till 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Comment, damn it.
I will give him a teaser. Think stainless steel, built like a tank, probably around 40 some odd years old. And
her name's Olga. One,
no, her name is not Olga. And another one that is, funnily enough, British, that's probably been around since somewhere between World War I and World War II.
Hmm.
Yeah, that one's going to wait. Those go in a separate week.
Hmm.
Oh, you're going to put that up in a separate week? Oh, I can't, okay. Well, there's your teasers. One of them's names begin with a W. The other one's names begin with an R. Figure it out.
Hmm. Okay. Hey,
so he's got a raven up.
All right. I'll talk to you guys.
Thanks for calling, Dennis.
Yep, bye.
Bye. Hey, let's get MDev while we still can.
Yeah.
Hello, MDev. MDev?
Hello, Squirrel Report.
There he is.
Greetings, human.
Greetings, gentlemen. And Brita.
You called Jay a gentleman.
It's so cute.
Yeah, Brita's computer rage quit on her, so...
Oh, well, that's okay. It took me like 5 times to call in to actually hear you guys. I kept not hearing the stream, but now I was able to.
Yeah, I had to kill the MPEG thing on the PBX.
I see. Alan broke it.
No, it just it craps out every now and then. You got to go in and kill the process. Let it respawn.
Mac Linux.
Huh?
So Mac Linux. I had a pretty exciting exciting event today.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-oh. Were you driving around L.A. and got shot at? It was cops.
Did you pat a turtle?
No, but I did. As soon as I heard about that, forms? I did.
Duct tape a chicken?
No. This is way better than that. I walked into a store, and there were these little boxes marked 223 on the shelf.
No way.
Bullshit.
There's not.
Yeah.
They're
mythical creatures like elves, unicorns, and Eskimos.
Yeah. So, it got me to the theory that I'm wondering if the sales of, you know, rifles and 303 British and things like that are going up because
yes. It
seems like the same calibers keep, you know, not disappearing.
Well, people, if there is a gun that was at any time some sort of military issue, it's gone. I mean, you can't even find Mosins anymore.
They're asking $250 for worn out 9130s.
I know, it's insane.
What?
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna pull some of mine
out of the garden that are holding up the tomato steaks.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. I'm like, there's a couple of sites I watch that I have, like, you know, alerts on that when they have stuff that comes back in stock, it's like, bing, there's, you know, oh, this place has a couple of magazines, you know, jump on it. this place, oh, I found a place the other day. Somebody clued me in on a place where I could get a parts kit for an AR lower. So, and I was like, oh, cool. Jump on it.
Yeah. I'm just as amazed at what is available as I am what's not, because it's like lower parts kits are actually not terribly hard to find right now, but good luck.
Yeah, but you used to be able to just, you know, find them like nothing. And now even those are more out of stock than in stock. You know. And forget uppers or shit, even barrels are hard to come by. It's crazy. Although you can still find pistols around. It's, you know, it's kind of odd.
Funny because I've been I'm in the market for a large frame revolver, like probably chambered in 44 mag or something. And I was really hoping that they would just get stuck on the shelf and the price would go down. But the handguns are not flying nearly as much as the rifles are. You know, even the handguns with the big mags, you could still find. I mean, by big, you know, Glock.
Well, it depends. They're not as everywhere as they were, you know, 6 months ago.
Well, that's true.
You know, they're still.
And I haven't been able to find another 15-round mag for my LCP in about.
Yeah, forget magazines. The only way you're getting new magazines is, you know, buy a gun and have them come with it.
Yeah,
I bet you can still get 1911 magazines pretty easily.
Nope.
Really?
No. Every place I see, even the 7-round GI mags are pretty much sold out everywhere. Or, you know, on back order or whatever.
The 7-round ones, we all just have to donate to New York because it's the only thing they can have.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I don't know which blogger started it, but it's kind of a meme that's going around now. The my guns won't be illegal to be undocumented.
Yeah, I like that.
It won't be illegal, but it'll be undocumented.
Undocumented.
Yep. Whoever started that needs major props because it's such an easy one that I think everybody missed.
Yep, that's a good one.
So.
SKS stripper clips are available from Midway USA.
Oh, I got sacks full of those things.
They're real strippers, too. Yeah, I don't even want to think about how many stripper clips I have for SKSs.
I don't know how many I have. I'm all full of ammo.
Every time somebody says stripper clips, I start, you know, in the back of my mind, it's like da 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 da.
My old boss used to call them stripper clips.
I don't know if anybody else has ever gone through this, but has anybody else, like, now that the ammo is, you know, in short supply and we can't just, you know, pick up what we want to go to the range with and whatever, has anybody, like, been thinking back about all the ammo that we've wasted, you know, even just in the last year? Or, like,
no.
I mean, there's a million times. I don't know. For me, it's like I definitely have, you know, taken, you know, gone to the range just because I'm killing time and gone through 500 rounds of 22, and it's like, damn, now I don't have nearly as much as I used to, because I will say I've always been equipped but not prepared for a long-term shortage. That was one of my problems, you know, and it was like, I don't know. I just look back at how much ammo I, you know, had fun with when now it's possibly, you know, biting me in the butt.
I have to say that the absolute dickhead in me, which is a very, very small percentage, is very, very pleased with the Mosin Nagant shortage, because I'm like, mine are worth more.
Hey, you know, I should throw the one that I painted Fire Engine Red up for auction on Gunbroker.
I actually think I've been thinking about it. I see these insane prices for Magpul 30 rounders, and I'm thinking, damn, I should
retire.
I could pick up.
Oh, I know. You know what? I have a bunch that I ordered like post election, but pre Sandy Hook, that are still in the packages and everything. And I've always wanted one of those NAA mini revolvers, like the ones that pulled up like a knife or whatever. And I almost went to the last gun show with just a couple of P-Mags in my pocket, seeing if I could get a fair trade.
Shit, probably would have got more than a fair trade.
I'll trade you a Glock for this.
I was figuring, you know, like two P-Mags would be worth one NAA mini revolver.
Oh, hell, one.
One.
Yeah, well, heck, still have one P-Mag to stuff with your revolver.
$99 a mag.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
You could load the NAA mini revolver into the P-Mag.
Oh, that's what North American Arms needs to make, is a high-capacity magazine for their mini revolvers.
I need to order 30... one of their belt buckles.
Yeah, you do.
Because I want to put it on Dennis's belt. So I can have a real gun.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Jay.
What?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I'm like, you're getting one of Dennis's belts, aren't you?
I do. It's a melee weapon. It's great.
Do you have the belt?
Yeah. It weighs about 14 pounds.
I'm getting him in the next batch because I openly said, yeah, I'm probably not the belt. I'll definitely test it for you, but I don't wear belts like ever, so I'm probably not your best demographic. He says, I'll put you in a later batch.
What have you made?
Yeah, I'm waiting on Dennis's belt because I made a promise to myself that I get to buy one when I reach 100 pounds of weight loss, and I'm at about 60 now. So,
oh, cool!
Congratulations!
Summertime,
good work. Good work.
Summertime, I'm buying myself a belt, and you know what? I think buying a quality belt is a good way never to get fat, because I'm going to like that belt.
Yeah, it's that, and it's like you—it's like your early warning system, right? When the belt gets tight, you're like, ooh.
Also, since you lost so much weight, you can get a Desert Eagle inside the waistband holster,
and use your old pants.
That's right, use your fat pants.
Don't laugh. I kept a few pairs of my fat pants.
No, it's
I got a pair of size 36 Levi's that I use when I carry a K-frame.
The first thing I said to my wife is, I go, man, you know how many more cover shirts I have now that I lost weight?
All of them?
All my old t-shirts that I used to tuck in, you know, now they fit over Dennison's Talon holster that he built for me with my full-size M&T in it.
It's going to be concealed carrying an AK pistol now.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a buddy that does that.
Yeah.
Great.
Let's just say he's on the fringe of the threeper movement, but, you know.
I don't know if the threeper movement's all that fringe anymore. Now that they're saying that, you know, we can kill American citizens with drones, yeah, because.
Yeah.
No. What I meant is, you know, Oh, please. Seattle police just bought a drone, so that makes me feel great.
Great.
They're somebody introduced a law in the Texas legislature to outlaw drones in Texas.
Why? They make great target practice. Hello?
Yeah.
That's right. How else, what else are you going to do with your belt feds?
I'm sorry.
I'm friends with someone that has a 57-millimeter recoilless rifle. So are you weird?
Yeah, but good luck finding that animal.
It's not guided, though.
We'll make more.
Hey, I just want to drop the law saying that any drone purchased by a law enforcement agency has to be able to be disabled by one round of double out buck.
That dragon's breath.
And we're hiring a certain team of bloggers to test to make sure that this works.
Yeah.
Hey, you can fight a blogger auto.
Paul!
Thanks for calling in, Dev.
Hey, have a good one. Talk to you next week.
He had several 50s of blogger auto. Drones would have been in mortal danger.
214-530-0036.
Call in.
The other topic besides who's your daddy Obama was the Ron Westboro Paul.
Westboro Baptist Paul.
Yeah. Who just completely went off his nut this week.
I believe the clinical term is stepped on his own dick.
Yeah, it's mind boggling. It's, you know,
I don't know what he thought he was doing.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't know the guy. I mean, the guy that got shot at the range. I mean, I didn't know him from Adam. I have no opinion on him getting shot. It's a shame, but you know, I got no say in it whatsoever. Ron Paul did not know the guy. The thing to say, you know, the right thing to say is, you know, it's a sad thing. Sorry for the family's loss. I mean, you can say things like that, whether you give a shit or not.
Right.
Just because that's the right thing to do. No, Ron Paul comes out with, well, you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Which, oh my God, what a fucking dumb line. First up, I mean, Jeff Cooper fucking died in his bed.
Yeah.
Well, David, you know, the other thing is, you know, Ron Paul's got this, you know, veteran, you know, I'm a veteran thing. No, Ron Paul, you're not a fucking veteran. You are a flight surgeon in the goddamn Air Force and then in the Texas Air National Guard. That does not make you a veteran. You know, you were a rear echelon, you know, dick squeezer, you know, turn your head and cough, sonny. I mean, come on. That's not, you know, calling yourself a veteran for doing that is like calling yourself a, you know, a veteran because you were in the, you know, worked in supply. I mean, it's infuriating.
Isn't it hilarious that like whenever we thank, whenever I thank somebody on Veterans Day, thank you for your service, they all go, eh, I was just doing my job. And then you get all of these fucking dick steppers who suddenly are like super duper excited to be veterans. And ugh.
I think it goes back to that whole thing is when somebody start telling you what they are, there's something wrong. Cause they're not, you know, if somebody's telling you how honest he is, it's cause he's a crook. You know, if somebody's telling you how great they are at something, you know, it's like, why are you telling me this? You know?
It's just like my plan and game.
You know, used to, yeah, it's funny. It's used, you know, in the 70s and early 80s, it was like, you know, I was in NAM, man. And then now it's like, oh, I was in Desert Storm or, you know, whatever stupid, you know. You know, there's like 60,000 SEALs in Desert Storm now, I think.
SEAL Team 6 has about 8 billion members.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they're all overweight with greasy ponytails.
They're all 350 pounds plus.
Oh, shit.
The Agent Orange did it to me, man. Oh. Oh, goodness. Yeah, we're all going to hell for this. But
nope.
But yeah. I really don't know who Ron Paul thought he was impressing with that line. Which, again, the scary thing is, I think he means it.
Of course he means it.
He is absolutely batshit insane.
Yeah.
I think the best description of Ron Paul that I heard was, it's like you go over to your girlfriend's house for Thanksgiving and you're talking to her uncle and, you know, you're having a great conversation and, you know, you go the whole meal, you're talking, this is great. And at the end of the meal, everybody gets up to clear their plate. You realize he's naked from the waist down with a yellow ribbon tied around his wiener. And it's like, okay. Okay. Yep. Now you've all got that mental image in your head.
Thanks.
My job here is done.
Yeah.
I'm almost done.
Stay on target. Alan Tsai, call in, please.
That's all right. We're almost done. Now I wanted to circle back on the whole Obama's your daddy thing. and just mentioned follow up on something I said on Facebook. You know, Obama is not my boss. He's not your boss. He's not any, the only people he's in charge of are federal employees
and the military.
Well, federal employees.
Also,
who are federal employees? Yes.
Yeah.
If he was your boss, they wouldn't have asked you to vote for him.
Yeah, he is the chief executive of the executive branch of the federal government. He's not the boss of the country. He's not the king. He's not the emperor. He's not the dictator.
Technically, he's our employee.
Yes, that's right.
He works for us.
We hire him to manage the federal government for us. You know,
we have jobs to go to.
He is not in charge of the country. He does not run the country. He is not, you know, he's not that guy. No president is. And it's offensive to me for these people to be out there going on and on about, you know, what a, you know, I mean, you know, it's like, for a long time, we let these jackasses, you know, we elected these assholes to run the government. And, you know, frankly, it didn't matter that much because the government didn't do a whole lot. And now all of a sudden they've managed to weasel their way into damn near everything. And everybody's all of a sudden waking up and going, hey, what the fuck? You know, you get the people that are, you know, it's like disillusionment on all sides. You know, you got the people that voted for Obama that got their taxes increased all of a sudden. Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, and if you like your health care program, you help insurance.
All the people that thought they're getting free health care from Obama. No, you're not. You're just being forced to buy health insurance or paying a tax because you can't afford to buy it still because it's, according to the IRS, going to cost you $20,000 to insure your family. And you're going to pay, you know, you're going to go, fuck, that's too expensive. And you're going to get paid, you're going to pay, you know, a tax to the IRS.
To get nothing.
And, you know, you're not going to qualify for it because you're not poor and going to be on Medicaid Medicaid for the poor people, Medicare for the old people, right? So unless you're poor or old, so in other words, unless you're an Obama voter or old or an Obama voter,
old Obama,
you're not
There's
gonna
no
get
fool like an old.
You're
fool.
Not gonna get shit. So anyway,
don't worry, those are Nobel Peace Prize drone strikes.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Ugh.
Remember, we're still in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah,
but George Bush was the warmonger,
and Obama's killing kids with drones.
Right.
Still, to be fair, with the this latest North Korea saber rattle, I've got a coworker who's South Korean. I said, yeah, get ready for a unified Korea because certain president likes to bomb other countries. So they're talking about blowing up U.S. cities. I'll drop a few ordnance over there.
Has Obama ordered anything bombed?
Well, drone strikes.
That's not bombing, is it?
Well,
wasn't he behind the we dropped a whole bunch of bombs on Libya?
Yeah, we did.
Which also we weren't in war with
exactly
with Bush.
Yeah, funny how that happened. you know, it was the end of the world when Bush went and got UN, you know, went and got authorization from the Senate, and then went and got a consortium in the UN to go do something. It was the end of the fucking world. And
that was unilateral.
Right. And Obama doesn't get permission from the Senate and actually doesn't get a consensus in the UN and goes off and does it anyway. And it's like, oh, cool. He's awesome.
That was a pigeon.
What?
Didn't Obama also send advisors into some shithole African country too?
Oh yeah.
Not that Libya isn't a shithole African country, but
right.
Another one.
Which shithole African country?
Yeah, you're going to have to be more specific, Jay.
What's that? Yeah, I'd be a little more specific.
start with the African countries that aren't shitholes. Wait a minute.
Egypt. Wait, no.
No.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say Tunisia. No.
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 Liberia.
Nope.
Hey, look, they give us all those wicked, cool AK-47 wielding dudes with Coast Guard life vests.
Actually, I think Algeria's still doing okay, aren't they?
No.
No. Nope. What about Morocco?
Nope.
Monaco. Wait, that's in Africa.
Yeah, Monaco's not in Africa. I'm telling you.
New Orleans.
That's insulting to ask.
They called it the Dark Continent. They don't have any lights.
Chocolate City, but close enough.
Shit.
They forgot to pay their power bill. On the fucking Super Bowl.
No, the dark Continent's Long Island, because they still don't have fucking power out there.
The Super Bowl. The biggest sporting event of the year. They couldn't keep the lights on. That was fucking Ray Nagin stuffing the electric bill money in his fucking pocket.
Didn't they blow? I read somewhere that they blew the circuits on rehearsal too.
And nobody thought to, hey, maybe we ought to roll a generator in here just to be on the safe side.
I don't. Yeah. Well, from what I read, this was not an actual. The power didn't fail from the supply side. There was some device detected a quote anomaly.
Was it Star Trek?
And shut down the power in like half the stadium.
I can't let you do that, Ray.
Yeah, some computer thing. Yeah, so
it must be IBM.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I've been in that stadium. It's a shithole.
They were FEMA death camps in that stadium.
Yeah,
there?
And gang rape.
Yeah,
gang rape.
Yeah.
Oh, from chat. Ray Lewis killed the light. He was just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, you know what? It's time to quit.
Yeah.
I thought it was Manti Te'o's girlfriend.
Yeah, that's who it was. Well, that was a fun hour.
All right.
Maybe we can get these audio things fixed. Maybe Skype will work next time. Who knows? Who am I? What am I doing here?
Maybe Obama really is your dad.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I've got some soup cans.
Yeah, Obama can't be my daddy because I was born like 2 years.
You were born in America?
Yeah, you know, that too. But assuming he was born in Hawaii, he was born 2 years ahead of me. So that ain't happening.
Not according to your birth certificate, Alan.
What?
Isn't the number on your birth certificate lower than his?
No.
Or higher than his?
No.
Yeah, lower than his.
Higher. No, it's higher.
Okay.
He's younger than the president.
No, that was somebody else's birth certificate where the number was dated after him and had a lower number or something like that. So, anyway. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. It's been a fun hour, and what can I say? You get what you pay for.
Exactly. This is the best show on the internet.
That's right. Well,
it's the best show on Skype.
See y'all next week.
Ciao.
Bye, everybody.
Night.